BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
I'm Hayley, I'm 15 and I'm from Huntingdon. You might not know this, but I went parachute jumping with Daniel Craig. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, I'm Scott Mills. Becky and Chris are here. Hiya, guys.
Hello. Hi.
Are you having a lovely time in Edinburgh?
Oh, this is the best time I've ever had. You were right. You didn't say, you said the other day, this would be the best hours I've had of my life, and you're right so far.
Yeah. Chris has been to see another free show.
Yeah, I've just got back.
Didn't part with any money. Don't give us your review just yet.
Okay.
Because it's one of my favourite parts of the show. That'll be just after 2 o'clock this afternoon. And we've got our guest host Paloma Faith a bit later. And Dan and Phil, off of the internet, will be playing Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. Right, let's speak to today's show introducer. Hiya, Hayley.
Hello.
Where are you?
I'm in Huntingdon.
Okay. So, tell me about this with Daniel Craig.
I went to an indoor skydiving experience. It's like skydiving, but indoors.
Yeah.
And Daniel Craig is there filming the flying scene for Quantum of Solace.
Oh.
And he was, like, training for it. And I sat next to Daniel. I sat next to Daniel when we were sitting down waiting to go into the tank. And my dad mentioned to me, Hayley, do you know who you're sitting next to?
Right.
And I actually had no idea who I was sitting next to.
Okay, good.
Until...
You were sat next to James Bond.
I know, and I didn't know that I was sitting next to James Bond.
So was it one of those parachute things where they kind of blow air up at you and you kind of fly?
Yeah. And you wear goggles in a strange suit.
And it makes your face look like a dog looking out of a car window.
Yeah, it's like that.
I love it.
I really want to do this.
Yeah, you should definitely do it. It's really fun.
Did you speak to him?
Well, my dad mentioned to me, Hayley, do you know who you're sitting next to? And I said no. And he kind of gave my dad a bit of a funny look.
Oh.
Like, how does your daughter not know who I am?
Do you know what? You really messed out here because you'd spoken to him. You could have been the stunt double for the Queen on that Olympics thing where she where she came out of the plane.
That would have been amazing.
I know.
No.
Missed opportunity. Fail.
I know.
And anyway. Go on.
Oh, sorry. And then my dad looked at him, told him, what do you know? And then he smiled at my dad and then we said goodbye. And then we walked off and I had no idea who he was.
Still no idea, no.
No. And then I watched all the films afterwards.
And do you keep in touch with Daniel?
Pardon?
Have you kept in touch with Daniel Craig, James Bond?
No, unfortunately not.
No, because you didn't know who he was anyway. You're not bothered, are you?
It shows he's a good spy, though.
Absolutely.
If he, like, sat next to you and you don't even realise, that's
point.
Good.
Good point.
Thank you so much for introducing the show, Hayley.
Oh, can I just give a shout-out to Jess, Bobby and Loza.
Loza.
Back at home.
No worries. Love you, bye.
Love you too, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Once again, we're in our plush radio studio, which is just red curtains. Ahoy. It's really quite nice in here. You kind of escape from the madness in here a bit because there's so much going on in Edinburgh and there's like people everywhere and shows going on and music and comedy. And in here, it's relatively normal.
Does this feel like home to you?
It does now.
Yeah.
But I am going to take a look outside and experience some of the madness. I mean, I'm going to have a little walk around.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can't come to Edinburgh and hide in a red velveted curtained room.
No.
Yeah.
Because that would just be odd.
You can for like 3 hours a day.
But then this is the man who goes on holiday and hides in the hotel watching repeats of talk shows.
Yeah. Not always.
And Justin Bieber
most
movies.
Most times, yeah.
Oh, I just like to watch TV on holiday, yeah.
Yeah, but you go to some of the best cities in the world and you just stay indoors and watch Jeremy Kyle.
Yeah, or Britney Spears' Crossroads.
Actually, you can't get Jeremy Kyle in some of the best cities in the world.
Yeah,
I've tried.
You could just stay in your flat in this country. You don't have to spend thousands of pounds.
Anyway, I really hope you watched the Fun and Filth Cabaret last night on the Radio 1 website and on the red button. We had a lot of stuff on the show last night that we really can't talk about this afternoon. Frisky Manish were on. They were really good. They did Gautier, somebody that I used to know, as Danny Minogue. We'll see that in a minute, actually. You'll be able to watch it if you're on Red Button, our website now, because we are. Also, there was an act called East End Cabaret, One of them was half man, half woman, which I found a bit confusing for a while. And then Becky decided to wear their makeup.
Yes, I've got a picture of this on my phone.
Now, everyone was like, why are you doing this? You're not on stage. I'm like, because it's funny and amazing.
You went out like it.
Yeah, I know. Because there was a dispute about us trying to be able to get into a club, and I thought, well, I can either kind of turn my face to the left and be a big burly bloke, like, let us in, or I can be like a flirty lady if I turn to the right and go, oh, hello, yes.
Which one did you choose?
We'd love to come in.
She did a mixture of both. It was kind of weird.
All right, mate, let me come in.
It's very David Walliams.
Yeah. So there's a video of that song that we can't talk about on the Radio 1 website. It will say, are you sure you want to watch this video? And before you click yes, think twice.
Your mum loved it.
Oh, embarrassing. My mum was in the audience. I'm like, this is actually happening.
Sat with your friends, which was amazing, because their eyes were like, mm-hmm.
Afterwards.
You're having a nice time, Sandra.
After that song, my mum was like, don't need to worry, Scott. I'm very broad-minded. Well, thanks for that.
That's even worse. That's even worse.
She should perform tonight.
No. Going home. That she's
song.
Going home.
That song.
No. you're horrible. You're so horrible. Also, her. We had Piff the Magic Dragon, which is a man with a dog who is a magician. And the dog, we've decided, is a proper diva.
It's a performing dog.
It's been a performing dog for years. And it's quite selective about... Mr. Piffles, his name is, he's quite selective about who he meets.
Did you see yesterday when he was meeting Example, and Example went to shake his paw, and he properly blanked him. Mm. He's like, he withdrew the paw and looked the other way as if to go, not today, darling.
Anyway, there's loads of stuff to watch on the website at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Example was our guest host.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've escaped from the Plus Radio studio just for a few minutes, and I have come downstairs. Well, I'm actually outside. You can watch this on the BBC Radio button or the Radio 1 website. Hi, girls.
Hello.
What's your name?
Hannah.
Jennifer.
Alicia.
Hello. Now, you're telling me you haven't seen any shows here in Edinburgh today?
Nope.
Why are you here? Loitering around in the BBC area?
Waiting for Dan and Phil.
Dan is not on fire, an amazing Phil.
Hell yeah.
How long have you been a fan of their work?
A long time, 6 months maybe.
6 months. Dan and Phil are actual gods of the internet. Do you watch all their videos on YouTube?
Yeah.
Are you going to get to see any shows today?
Probably not, but...
Are you going to hang out all day just for Dan and Phil?
Pretty much.
I love that. The good news is they are in the area... They're shaking because they're going to be playing Innuendo Bingo with us at about 1:45 this afternoon. And if you can see us now, you'll see we're kind of like we've got benches here. There's a pink tent which Paloma Faith will be performing in later. The big blue tent, which is right in front of me, which is where the Fun and Filth Cabaret happens every night. But there is a big screen, so just by sitting on these deck chairs here or this bench, you'll be able to see Dan and Phil spit water over each other in about 15 minutes.
Yep.
That's made your day, right?
Yes.
You might even meet them at some point. If you want to tweet us, it is at BBCR1. And if you're using any hashtag, use fun and filth.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What is going on with Chris? Chris is writing a review having been to see a show. There's so many shows on Edinburgh, like thousands and thousands. We're choosing a show for him to go and see for free every day. He writes a review. Now, you've got concentration face on because you're obviously writing it because we've got the review coming after two, right?
Trying to write my review.
Yeah, he takes it very seriously. So I've just been going, every time he hasn't looked or has left it, I've replaced one of his words with a rude word. I've just drawn various body parts on it. Mm. He gets angry.
Yeah, because I'm not typing this. This is written.
Yeah.
There's one copy.
He's getting really stressed. He's like, seriously, if you put any more rude words in, I'm going to say them. I'll just say them on air.
I spent ages trying to find the same colour pen as well, so he can't work out which...
bits out. It was obscene a couple of minutes ago. I went away from it.
You might want to recheck the second paragraph, because I might just put one in as well.
Have I found them all yet?
I don't know. That's for you to find out.
You do know because you keep...
We'll find out soon enough.
Listen, after 2 o'clock to that, there's lots of stuff to watch on the Radio 1 website from last night's Fun and Filth Cabaret in Edinburgh. We'll just bring you a taste of the Edinburgh Festival and some of the best acts and some of the weirdest as well. Example was the guest host last night. He was on form. He was hilarious. Chris Ramsey, the comedian, was really funny, but the act was so rude that there is not a video available for that.
Too rude for the internet?
Too much filth.
Have you seen some of the stuff that's on the internet? He's too rude for the internet.
Yeah, it went too far, but I quite enjoyed it.
Oh, my God.
Also, Nara and Peter, our Radio 1 listeners who we auditioned last week, they performed on webcam from their house in Croydon, and it was a mix of fire and opera in their living room.
Weird.
It's really weird, but it kind of worked. There's a video of that, and there's also a video of this, which we're about to play you. You'll see the video now if you're watching on Red Button or website. It's our friends Frisky and Manish, who closed the show last night, doing their version of Gautier in the style of Danny Minogue.
But you didn't have to cut me off. It got like it never happened and that we were nothing. And I don't even need your love. But you treat me like a stranger and that feels so rough. And you didn't have to stoop so low. Have your friends collect your letters and then change your number. I guess that I don't need that though. Now you're just somebody that I used to know.
For a very long time, people that listen to this show on a regular basis really thought, because we told them that it was so, that Danny Minogue did the original version of that song.
Even I did as well, because I hadn't been in on the emails.
Do you remember, I was getting emails from people in Australia going, I've told all my friends, and now it's just Frisky and Manish.
I felt cheated by you.
Sorry about that. That was Frisky and Manish from last night on the Fun and Filth Cabaret. Watch more on the Radio 1 website. There's so many videos for you to watch. Next, it's Innuendo Bingo.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
A lot of you love their videos on the internet. Now you can see them on the internet like you've never seen them before. It's Amazing Phil and Dan is Not on Fire. Hi.
Hello.
So this is your first time playing Innuendo Bingo.
It is indeed.
It's great having you here in Edinburgh this week because it's a bit like having One Direction with us. Like every time I go outside, excuse me, where's Dan? Where's Phil? Where are they?
But just with four girls as opposed to like a legion of bloodthirsty. Yeah,
it's good though. Have you experienced this kind of fandom before?
Not like persistent lurking.
No, not like this.
But it's great
nice,
though, isn't it?
It's a nice feeling.
It's good,
amazing.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah. It's very positive. Yeah. Now, if you're watching Innuendo Bingo on the Radio 1 website or the Red Button, you'll be pleased to know we have an added feature just for this week only. We have added slow motion action replays.
Oh, good. Ooh. Great.
A like match of the day. So when there's a really good spurt of water, you'll see it again at half speed.
Amazing. Oh, good. Ready to be immortalised as a GIF forever.
Yeah. Let's play the game. Get ready to witness the wetness. It's Innuendo Bingo live from the Edinburgh Festival Fringe with Dan and Phil happening now. Okay, boys, you know how this works.
Yeah.
You'd need to put a lot of water in your gobs today.
Okay, here we
go. Hello, if you're watching on the website, let us know. 8999, text us. Or on the BBC Red Button on actual telly.
They're properly going for it.
Yeah. Wow, yeah, they really are. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's classic Innuendo Bingo clips this week. Some you may have heard before, some may be new to you. Are you ready? Mm. Don't hold back, there is a bin there. But just use each other as targets. Oh, no. Sorry. Phil's gone already. Okay.
Phil, back up, Phil.
If someone tells me not to laugh.
I know.
It's the first thing I want to do.
It's fun. This is going to take a while, but I quite like it. Ready? And now over to TV's Phil Spencer.
Today I'm nursing a semi.
Oh. Dan got it on himself!
Oh, Dan. No. You can tell you're a beginner. Okay.
Oh.
I don't know where this next clip's from, but it is one of my faves. Ready? More water, please. And
Phil looks like he's going to be sick.
Are you all right, Phil? Do you need assistance? Okay, here we go.
Now Roger's pressuring Tina to let him fix it today by pumping some of his special fluid into her pipes.
Phil's lost it. Dan, I think, is holding well.
How did you hold up?
See if he holds it this one.
I will be spending tomorrow building a brand new barbecue, having friends over for late afternoon nosh in the garden...
Richard Mayley there.
No, <he's not.
laughs> Dan's just it's a constant little dribble out of his mouth. Either spin it or
it
not,
was
yeah.
So hard to keep it.
That was hard. That was good. Well played. More water, please.
Help.
Here we go.
My chest is in pain.
Sorry. Hello, if you're watching on the website or Red Button. If you're not, that will enhance your enjoyment as well as listening on Radio 1. Mm-hmm. And now, over to the tennis.
Rezaei's very talented French player, has been very high in the rankings, actually has a winning record over Venus. So she likes balls that come hard to her, but unfortunately some off-court issues, some personal problems have really plagued her since January.
All over my face.
Excellent sprayage there, thanks, Dan. Man. Really good.
That's a classic, that one.
That's worse than I imagined.
That is a good one.
Oh, no.
Okay. And
you go there.
It's all fine. I'm just so playing these right at random, now. So it's a surprise for me as well, which I like. Okay.
Oh, no.
Let's go over to Philip Schofield on the cube.
There you go. You can pick up the ball, see how it feels.
Oh, yeah.
How does that feel?
Got quite a good weight on it.
Feels off. Do you want some more?
Then later, the television presenter who put the willies up more people than I've had hot dinners in that building.
This is good.
Oh, no.
Okay, let's continue. How wet are you now on a scale of 1 to 10? Oh, yeah, it's quite wet.
I feel like I've been in the sea or something.
Yeah. I feel like you've been for a swim.
You know when you're in a log flume and then like you go around a corner and a little tidal wave just comes over?
That's just happened. Yeah.
But it's all dribble. Which is attractive.
Don't worry, that wet jean feeling stays with you all day.
Good to know. Yeah, good.
And girls, they'll be outside in a minute. Okay.
Making each other wet.
Let's go over to Rory McGrath. Ready?
Mm-hmm. So taste that and tell me what you can taste.
That's not actually too bad at all.
I will have a little sip then and tell me what you think of it first. Giles, what do you think?
Not bad. I think I'm definitely a cockaholic.
He's missed the bin totally.
The bin is just no actual point of the bin at all.
I wasn't even.
This floor is a health and safety nightmare.
No. What context could he have possibly?
I don't know.
He's talking about beer.
Oh, beer. Yes, yeah. There's a beer called that. Yeah.
Oh right.
Okay.
Obviously.
And
you're not into your real ales.
Obviously, not. Obviously, that's not where my mind was going.
Yeah. One more.
Okay.
I'm okay. We'll do a couple more.
Oh no.
You might as well. You're wet now. It's like there's no point. Here we go. Dan and Phil on Innuendo Bingo.
When it comes to navigation, can I point out that we're entering the Ho that day, all competitors, please, entering the Ho that day from the big entrance.
Small dribble. Okay.
You survived.
He's had spit strings on his chin for the last 10 minutes.
Can't wait to see that in slow motion.
Do you want another one, Dan?
That is hot, ladies.
Try again. Okay.
Over 3,000 feet in the air, it's the first time 59-year-old Fiona MacArthur has ever been winched.
That's not even one!
That's why I like it so much, because it doesn't even make sense. Okay, one more.
I just lost everything.
One more.
One more, okay.
Okay, more
any
water,
dignity
please.
You had is now gone.
I know.
Okay. Now we're going back.
This is quite interesting for me and Chris, because we never normally get to watch it.
We're going back over to TV's The Cube.
The gap between the balls and the hole seems a lot, lot further than what it did out there.
We tried so hard.
I think that's more than enough. Innuendo Bingo. Thank you for your watch, Dan and Phil, on the Radio 1 website or the BBC Red Button. Would you play again, though?
Maybe. Yeah, after we've spent a couple months drying.
Sure. Thank you for you watched and listened. More tomorrow at 1:45 from Edinburgh. This is Radio 1. Harriet, on Twitter from Ipswich, has just been sneakily watching us on her laptop during her lunch break and now doesn't want to turn it off. It is strangely, weirdly addictive, and I don't really know why. Josh from Stoke has just tweeted us and is very excited about Nick Grimshaw's performance tonight at the Fun and Filth Cabaret, mm-hmm. as I am.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Hi.
Don't say too much.
No, I'm not going to say what it is. I just went to rehearsals and there's nowhere to rehearse back here. So I had to do it in front of a lot of people from Radio 4 and it was very weird.
What, did you do it on stage in the Just a Minute tent?
No, I didn't do it in there. I was just in the green room. Just in the green room having a little rehearse. Now, there's a lot of props. There's like 200 props.
200?
Yeah. So we didn't have the props, so we were just miming with those 200 things. So it looked really weird.
But because it's quite, it's really hard to explain, because it's quite complex, surely you won't be able to do a full rehearsal
There's going to be no full rehearsal.
Because you can't until it happens.
Until it happens, because it would cost millions.
So what is it?
Well, I can't tell you.
A clue?
Well, a clue is that the guy I'm doing it with, who's a performance artist called Scotty, who's amazing, he said that after we've done this, I'm going to smell a custard for upwards of 30 hours.
Are you doing the...
But no custard actually is involved.
Oh, right. So you're not doing the custard pie thing yesterday, where you just
There's
get
no
splattered.
Custard involved. It's just the scent will be there.
Oh. I liked it
How
that you
does
were
that work? I can't work that
know.
Out.
I liked it that you were going to do a rap, but then decided to take it up a next level.
Yeah. Well, I was going to do a rap with Abandoman. Yeah. And I went and had meetings with them on Monday and went round to Rob's house. And we did some rapping together. But he's really good at it.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I'll try freestyling too. And I was like, hey, yo. Hang on. I can't do it. So I'm probably not going to do that on the stage in front of everyone on the internet. So I am doing something a bit more visual.
I'd say it's a lot more you.
This is not me.
Well, I want to see what you're wearing.
Oh, the outfit's very normal.
Oh, okay.
The outfit's very normal. And the act is... abnormal.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Nick Grimshaw is performing tonight at the Fun and Filth Cabaret. You've probably got to go to another rehearsal in a minute, right?
Well, we don't really have time because he has to go off because he's busy because he's up in Edinburgh doing things. So we've got one more rehearsal at 8:30 and then we actually do it.
Oh my God. With 200 props, what could go wrong?
Absolutely nothing. I like that Radio 1, by the way, got Scotty, who's helping me do this tonight and going to perform with me, do the risk assessment because it's that risky. They were like, we actually don't have time. Can you do this? And he was like... Yes. So there's a lot of risk.
Okay.
So it's dangerous and you're going to smell of custard for 48 hours afterwards.
And nobody can use the stage for about 8 hours afterwards.
And people that are in the audience, people in Edinburgh today that will be maybe, you know, front row, a couple of rows back, do they have anything to worry about?
I think they'll be okay.
Safety goggles or no?
No goggles needed. I might need goggles.
I can't wait for this. Nick Grimshaw performing tonight at the Fun and Filth Cabaret.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Coming up, we have Chris's review of a free show that he's been to see today. If you're watching on the red button or on the Radio 1 website, I have it right here. It says Review Chris on it, and he's trusted me to look after it. But I may have added some more rude words. So the first thing that he will read out will probably be second paragraph. Why have you drawn boobs on it as well?
That's not boobs, that's my representation of Arthur's Seat.
Oh, local. Yeah. So the review is coming up very soon from Chris.
I've got an excuse for all rude drawings.
I really like it. Part of tonight's show at the Fun and Filth Cabaret are brilliant. They did it for us last year. It's Abandoman. Hi, guys.
Hello, how you doing?
How are you?
Very good, thanks. Enjoying Edinburgh.
Loving it. And thank you for your comments about Monday night's Fun and Filth show, which I understood you saw a bit of.
Yeah, we loved it. Chris, who's here beside us, we were very impressed with his chicken McNugget eating competition.
Yeah, it's harder than than you would think, isn't it?
Yeah, it got to the point where I think 1:30 in, Chris was on 6. And I was like, I don't think he's going to do it. And then I must say, I respected that it didn't go up from that. The last minute and a half was you just looking slightly upset. which I think considering Scouting Girls were kind of serenading you at the moment. It was kind of it was like the guy who didn't become prom king.
Yeah.
It was the saddest thing, but also weirdly, if that was a theatre show, I'd have been like, man, 5 stars. Like, it had a drama, pathos, and a soundtrack.
If you want to see that video, that is also on the Radio 1 website. It's one of the ones that I would advise you to watch, and you can actually watch it with your mum, unlike most of them. So Rob and Rob are here. You've got a brilliant act which is on tonight for us. If people haven't seen you or heard what you do before, explain what it is.
We are a hip-hop kind of comedy freestyle crew. I use crew lightly. There's two of us, so we kind of we've been touring for a while. We're Ireland's premier hip-hop freestyle duo working in the UK. It's a big title.
I was amazed by this last year because remember I had the text coming in from listeners,
and tweets,
and I was just like shouting out random words that people were tweeting and texting in, and you can just make anything out of it. How do you do that, please?
So I don't know. I've been doing it since I was 16. When I was a youngster in Ireland, I used to try and rap along to like Notorious B.I.G. or gangster rap was massive at the time, and I'd rap along and I'd always put in words that like mates would just be like, Rob, that's Americans don't know that word. Like, I remember one time I thought Biggie was talking about Taoiseach, which is the Irish version of the Prime Minister, and a friend was like, I don't think that's the word. So I think I was kind of freestyling just through a lack of good listening skills. I became a freestyler at about 16, 17 and just played with it ever since.
I know that Nick Grimshaw was going to, we tried to get you to teach him how to do it. Yeah. And you met up with him earlier in the week and he was like, oh, I can't do it.
Yeah, I think
he said he got as far as Hey Yo and then realised that he couldn't freestyle.
Oh, God, I'm totally rubbish at this.
I had a lot of faith in Nick, man. We saw, he did a thing with Tim Westwood where he did a kind of rap, a scripted rap, but it was kind of in the style of Drake. So we chatted about us doing a Drake duo. But it got nixed at the last minute. But I still think, you know, Nick could be, he could be the next big hip hop thing.
As long as his freestyle is written down in advance.
Yeah. So can we have a little warm up for tonight's show? Yeah. If you're going to watch it at 11 o'clock on the Fun and Filth Cabaret on Red Button and online.
We can indeed. I'm going to get you to, why don't we do a little kind of just preview of who's on tonight? You shout in words. I don't want to know who you're going to shout in.
Okay.
But whoever you shout in, we're going to use in a little freestyle here on BBC Radio 1. If we can drop a beat, if there is a beat.
Okay, yeah.
Let's drop a beat.
Like a little trailer for tonight's show and what's coming up.
A little trailer for Fun and Filth Cabaret tonight. I believe it's 11. It's 11 tonight.
Okay. Radio 1.
So first person, we're going to run through who's on this show. First person, Mr. Scott Mills.
Reese Darby.
Okay, so right now, yep, we came to start the party. You see, I take flight, see my man Reese Darby. You see, when you see his stuff, you will never be bored. He's the manager, dude, for Flight of the Conchords. Okay, so right now, never a disgrace. Pull over, I see that it's Faith with Paloma. Yeah, man, yeah, right straight up, I don't know that. Her first single has something to do with her being sober. You got to see her, yeah, man, crazy vibe. I believe that she's been alive since 1985. This is true, man, tonight I'm seeing her. And genuinely earlier today, I Wikipedia'd her. So the next one we get, yep, number three.
Slow-mo.
Okay, that's right, man, we giving it to me. So okay, so wait, we got the beat, man, free stop. Shlomo is a dude who is the best at the beatbox. Need to see him, you know that you'll adore the track. He's up in Edinburgh with a vocal orchestra. Hold on, man, the next one is Big Yo. I heard he's also doing a freestyle with Michael Winslow.
Oh my God, up and over it.
Yep, man, I'm knowing this. Man, they're Irish like me, they're up and over it. Okay, if you haven't seen them, then check their hands, basically fingers like a river dance.
A bando man.
Okay, yep, it's a random jam. It's your boy Rob from a bando man. We doing this, man, not with the big dog. We do it with Scott Mills
Radio
and Mr.
One.
Grimshaw. Blaze it off the top, yep, slaying it for fun. We kick a freestyle, yep, on Radio 1. It's how we doing this, man, the MC with plenty. Make some noise, we done, and it's 14:20.
Oh, that so is incredible.
Incredible. There we are. And that is our trail for tonight's Fun and Filth Cabaret. Thanks so much, Rob.
Well,
we will see you
tonight.
I'm really looking
forward
to it. Thank you. The Scott Mills Daily. I'm suspended high in the air in a radio studio, which is like a big porter cabin with a red velvet curtain to make it look posh. And then downstairs, there's like a little chill out area with loads of benches, people just hanging out, having a drink. There's a pink tent where performances go on all day, which you'll be able to see if you watch on the Red Button or website. And then the big blue tent, which is right opposite the pink tent and near here, which is where the Fun and Filth Cabaret is on every single night.
You know, Phil and Dan, who were in earlier playing Innuendo Bingo, they decided to go outside probably just to get some food, and they are currently being mobbed.
Are they?
Outside, yeah. So if you're a Phil and Dan fan, why not just go down and join the queue?
I might join in.
Go and say
really?
Like,
yeah. Go mob them.
You have to go, you have to shake a bit and be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I can't believe it's you.
They'll like that.
After 3 p.m, you'll be able to listen to and watch live music from our guest host tonight, which is Paloma Faith. I'm really looking forward to this. And that's happening in the pink tent downstairs. If you are in the Edinburgh area, just pop down. Say hello. About 3:10, we're on Potter Row in the middle of Edinburgh. Paloma Faith will be performing live. You lot can watch it at home or at work on the Red Button and the Radio 1 website. Chris's review of another show that he's been to see from the thousands of shows here in Edinburgh coming up after 2:30. I've got it here.
Well, I'm trusting you with it, because the problem is if I leave it here, whenever I go to the toilet or go get a bit of food or a drink or something, Becky draws stuff on
it. I can see by tomorrow it's going to be in an envelope, and by Friday it's going to be in a locked safe box, isn't it?
Just
read
the review.
No, don't read the review. Did
this show confuse you at all?
A little bit. Why?
No, nothing. Anyway, that's is coming up after
2:30. That's not hard, is it?
And also, we'll be talking to one of the acts on tonight, who is called The Boy with Tape on His Face. He's a brilliant act. He won't have tape on his face when I do the interview, otherwise he won't be able to talk.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I have left the High in the Sky radio studio. That's now behind me. And I'm just casually sat on a chaise lounge next to the entrance to the big blue tent, which is to my right, which is where we do the cabaret each night. Joining me, this is Sam. Hi, Sam.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm good. So at the moment you're Sam, but tonight on our show you will be the boy with tape on his face.
I am. You're a brave man to put a mime on the radio.
I know. The thing is, we do have Matt Edmondson doing commentary this year, which was lacking last year. So people on the radio are like, what is going on? Because your act is genius, but it is silent.
We do have a lot of music, but yeah, when you're just hearing the clips of the audio, it doesn't really make it that funny.
So if people haven't seen your act before, what happens?
I'm a stand-up comedian who doesn't talk, so I use people from the audience. I get them up and I use everyday props in different ways, and I try and recreate scenes from 80s and early 90s films, as well as just making stupid childish games slightly adult and a wee bit more fun.
Well, thank you very much for doing the Fun and Filth Cabaret tonight. When you're not doing a show, so you perform on the streets as well, do you? You're a street performer.
I occasionally jump back to the streets. That's where I sort of started out in my early performing days, as busking, doing more circus sideshow stunts. It's kind of like a weird Superman persona where I can take off the tape and no one will recognise me. So I can go onto a street and spend 40 minutes just yelling at people and shoving my body through a tennis racket and hammering a nail at my nose.
Is that what you do?
That is in my street show, which is very different to my evening show. Yeah. Evening show is, yeah, it's a whole different thing.
It's the way, though, in Edinburgh, during the month of August, obviously there's thousands of shows going on. Everywhere's a venue. There's a show everywhere. But you do walk past a lot of people, like yourself, who are street performers, and you walk past and then you think to yourself, I really wish I could do that.
Yeah, some of the best performers in the world are here doing the street stuff, and they could go indoors and have amazing shows, but they prefer to stay out on the street, which is, you know, it's each to their own.
How many times have you been at the Edinburgh Festival now?
This will be my fifth year being here. I came here 2 years as just a street performer, and I decided to make the move indoors and change the show from the Carney Circus Sideshow back into Tape Face and tape up and deliver the first show. And then I came back with a return season, and now we're back this year with a brand new show. 100% different to last show.
And you seem to be absolutely loving it.
I'm having a really good time. It's good. It's sunny. It's nice. I've got a whole lot of winter clothing that I'm not using.
Yeah, me too. I've packed so much stuff for rain and it's boiling.
And hoodies and everything. But no, now it's all just underpants and singlets. Good times.
Good times. Sam, thank you very much. And you can watch Sam tonight and his genius act. It's The Boy with Tape on His Face from 11 p.m. on the BBC Red Button and on the Radio 1 website and the Fun and Filth Cabaret. We'll see you later, Sam. Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
If you are in Edinburgh, we do have a handful of tickets. At 6:15 tonight, we'll be somewhere in Edinburgh. Listen to Greg James at 6:15. We'll tell you where we will be if you want to be in tonight's audience.
And if you want to see Boy with Tape on His Face, make sure you're listening to Greg tomorrow at 6:15 because he is on tomorrow night's show.
Oh, I just said to him, oh, we'll see you tonight. And he was like,
he didn't say no. Oh, he might just come twice.
I quite like that. Yeah. He just suddenly appeared on stage. Oops, never mind. He went along with it, though. I was like, yeah, see you tonight, mate. It's definitely tomorrow.
Someone should tell him.
Yeah.
Nah, we'll just see what happens.
Now, a lot of people, obviously, here in Edinburgh, or people that are coming to Edinburgh to be part of the festival experience, will be making notes from the massive Fringe brochure from the, 2,500 shows that are on, making notes, maybe, like, doing circles around the shows they want to watch. And we are helping you with that decision. Those decisions by giving you Chris's review of some of the free stuff you can see in Edinburgh. Yesterday's show, you really, really enjoyed.
I thought it was amazing, yes. And he's tweeted me since, actually, saying thank you.
I'm not surprised. He must be quite happy. You said it was the greatest thing you've ever been to in your life.
Yeah, yes, I did. It was the greatest thing I've ever seen.
That's going to be on a poster soon. Radio 1, the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
You'd quite like to be on a poster, wouldn't you?
I would love a quote on a poster. Yeah. That would be amazing.
So I've got your review of a show that we sent you to, which you paid no monies for, earlier on today. About midday, was it?
Yes, it was. Yes, okay. 12 o'clock today.
And that review is coming up next. If you are thinking to yourself, what should I go and see in Edinburgh if you're here?
Don't give it to Becky. No.
Give it to Becky first, and then she can just make a few more notes on there. And we'll have the review for you next on Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Say Nothing is my big thing this week. It's Example on BBC Radio 1. I loved him as our guest host on the show last night. Just sat there in that big red chair and kind of let it all happen around him. Just kind of... Is that one? Just took it all in. That's one. He was very good. He was filth at times, but I liked that. Videos to watch now on the Radio 1 website. I like it that I asked him a question like, so you wrote a song for The Wanted? He went, no, they bought a song off me. And we were going, that bit where it goes, did you not know what to write there? He's like, no, so I just put that in and they bought it. I love him. Example was our guest host last night. Tonight it's Paloma Faith. I'm very excited because she is sound checking at the moment in the pink tent downstairs. That's one. And
no, okay. It's not.
Is it not?
You've had too many E numbers from this orange drink we're on.
I really have.
We're all going through.
3:10, you can hear that and watch it. And now it's time for Chris's show review. He's been watching a show every day here in Edinburgh. So where was this show that you went to see today?
I had to, it was a little bit of a distance actually, and I thought I was going to be a bit late, so I sort of had to run.
What time was it on?
It was midday. I've gone to one at midday every day so far, just because it's convenient.
Mm. It's you were still here at midday.
I know, I actually had to run. But luckily the show
was more of a jog.
Well, yeah. But the show, I was really lucky because the show didn't actually start to 12:10.
Oh, right.
So
oh,
I got
good.
There actually in sort of...
a good time.
Yeah, it hadn't started.
Okay. So yesterday's free show that you went to see, because a lot of them don't cost any money, was The Greatest Thing You've Ever Seen in Your Life.
Yes.
So,
I've forgotten his name. Harry Baker.
Harry Baker, that's it. And now here is today's Edinburgh Fringe show review from my friend Chris.
Richard Wiseman was the guy. I haven't started yet. I'm just saying I went to see something called Richard Wiseman and his show Psycho Babble. This show involved a small jog to another pub in Edinburgh.
Yeah, we've done that bit.
I arrived at 12 and was worried I was late.
Can you not go from the script? You've just had this conversation. Well, okay, read it because you've written it.
But luck was on my side. The show didn't start till 12:10. Yeah. Now, I didn't realise, but this lad was a very big deal. And the guy on the door told me that the performance was sold out. I told him he was lying, as technically it was a free show and couldn't sell out. But he told me to be on my way. I have to bring you a review. I've been told I have to every day. So not wanting to let you down, I got my mate to distract the guy on the door and I legged it in.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, so you kind of worked as a team there?
Yeah. Awesome. It meant he couldn't go, but...
Right, okay.
He understood that I had to do this review thing for
so
you.
He was like, look over there, and you just ran in.
And I went in, yeah. Simple okay. as that.
All right.
The fact it was busy was a promising sign. Mm. Oh, it annoys me because you've got these drawings all over.
Yeah, we doctored it.
It was a larger venue today compared to the last two shows. Anyway, on came Richard Wiseman, a psychologist and former magician. He started with a couple of magic tricks and went on to teach the crowd how to do them. I thought that wasn't allowed, but I didn't kick up a fuss.
Oh, yeah, because they're meant to keep it secret, aren't they, magicians? Yeah, well, yeah. Aren't they in that circle or whatever where they're not allowed to tell anyone?
Well, so he did a trick and then went, oh, if you want to try that at home, here's how you do it.
Here's how you do it, yeah.
Brilliant.
And I thought, that's just a bit awkward, isn't it? Because, it's a cheap shot. You shouldn't be doing that. Mm. He did some good illusions. One thing that did impress me was when he taught the crowd how to turn a tea towel into a chicken. Impressive knockers.
No, that's... I knew I would go in.
Yes.
You've gone so red.
That wasn't meant to happen.
That might have been added in by Becky.
I like the way you just carried on reading. It's like, turned a tea towel into a chicken.
Impressive knockers.
No.
Right, tomorrow, she's not going near it.
Okay, I'll keep it safe for you.
Forget that. Impressive
techers. Sorry, just rewind a second. Do you now know how to turn a tea towel into a chicken?
Yes, I do, yes.
So why haven't you bought, like, a tea towel and then... If we can get you a tea towel, can you do it now?
Yeah, I'll tell you what...
Would a towel do?
No, it needs to be a tea towel.
Why? A T-shirt?
No, a tea towel.
Anything with tea.
If there's a demand, I'll perform this another time.
I've got my Mark Wright white shirt, the low
cut. There is demand, and you will.
Right, well, okay. We'll see about that.
Okay, carry on.
Review. Impressive techers.
What is that?
It's like skills.
Oh.
He was a funny lad as well, and the crowd loved him. Everyone was learning something. He was like a cool teacher, teaching people basic magic and illusion tricks. All in all, a good show. Time did fly, which was a good sign. At the end, although the show is free, you're encouraged to give donations to the performer. I was concerned that due to the nature of the show, that he had used his psychobabble to make me think it was a good show and pay lots of money. Aware of this, I've held back from overpraise. I learnt some great tricks for the pub, though.
What, so you deliberately, you think he's brainwashed you, so you're actually only going to give him an average review?
Yeah. Okay. The lads will be impressed. For this reason, I'm bumping up my rating. 3.5 starks.
Awesome. There we are. A review of Psychobabble, which is on where?
At, yeah.
Cannon's Gate.
Is there another rude word on there?
Vanessa Feltz.
And various pictures.
Okay, good. Thank you, Chris. Another review of a free show here in Edinburgh tomorrow on Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Look, there's a crowd. I'm in the pink tent in the BBC area here at the Edinburgh Festival Fringe, and we now have some live music. You can hear this on Radio 1. You can watch it on the red button and also on the Radio 1 website. Please welcome tonight's guest host at the Fun and Filth Cabaret. This is Paloma Faith. Paloma Faith, everybody. Thank you. That was beautiful. I'm welling up a little bit. Hey, Paloma, I'm so excited you're going to be guest host tonight.
Me too. That was called 30 Minute Love Affair, and it's my single that's out now. Blah.
Now, you're going to be singing for us tonight, and also, you're going to be doing some magic.
I've got a special reworking of one of my songs that I've done specially for the Edinburgh Festival, and I'm going to assist a magician. Well, two magicians, actually.
Because you used to do that, right?
Yeah.
Used to be a magician's assistant.
I'm reviving the old act.
Paloma Faith is our guest host tonight. Make some noise, everybody, in Edinburgh. That was a beautiful performance.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So last night, we had Example as our guest host on the Fun and Filth Cabaret. Just a cheeky hour of cabaret from the Edinburgh Festival Fringe every night between 11 and 12 this week. Example looked... He looked very relaxed on stage, didn't he?
Did you give him a dodgy chair? You know, like those sofas that some of your friends have, where you sit in it straight when you get there, and then by after about an hour, you're kind of laying down. It's like a sort of slidey chair.
It was one of those chairs. So he was kind of slumped on the red velvety, quite relaxing chair.
He made himself at home.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
I like his casual style. He was such a laugh last night. Paloma Faith is our guest host this evening. I think we can pretty much all guarantee that she will not just be slumped in a chair. Because I've heard that there are several costume changes, and she's done all this cabaret before. She's going to be on and off that stage.
It's only an hour. How many changes has she got?
Becky, I have just seen a huge suitcase behind the stage, and I think it's Paloma Faith.
What,
and
so she's going to go, excuse me, I've just got a runoff?
I think so, yes. So it's definitely.
I love her so much.
She's really put some thought into this. Watch it tonight, 11 o'clock on Red Button and online. So Example from last night. It was funny. Here he is talking about working with animals.
Recently shot a video in the south of Spain, which it's a mad video. It's not about anything in particular. I wanted a wolf and an iguana in it.
Oh, yeah?
We tried to get a baboon, but it was like €2,000 for a baboon.
How much is a wolf?
A wolf's about €800. and iguana was £350.
£3.50?
No, £350.
Okay.
Sorry, it's London, innit? You know,
£350.
And then I've told everyone, you know, the video, I don't really know what it's about, but there is a wolf and iguana in it.
Just because you wanted one.
Yeah. But the Spanish people who came down with the wolves, they were really nasty. They were like, you know, we must take the wolves back. And that we only had like an hour with the wolves. Like, I'd paid
£800 an hour?
€800. Well, it's the same thing now, isn't it? But yeah. €800 with the wolves.
Wow. I'm going to start dressing up as a wolf.
And going south of Spain. There you go. That's what you need to do. No recession in Spain for the wolves.
Yeah, you recently wrote a song for The Wanted.
Not for them. I wrote a song and then they bought it.
Oh.
How many wolves could you get for the
800 euros.
I could have a... you know that really wolfy film?
The one Twilight?
No.
You could buy Taylor Lautner.
The one with Liam Neeson. Do you know that?
I don't know
it's called The Grey. and he gets attacked by wolves. I could buy all the wolves in that film.
Wow. All of the wolves.
Wow. About Thank you, The Wanted.
13 wolves. Thanks, Wanted.
Thanks, okay. Wanted.
Yeah, cheers.
I don't think in the video they should show the bit where they go, oh.
What, the wolves?
No, I just continued like that, really. Okay, just having a little chat with example yesterday on the Fun and Filth Cabaret.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
And this is the bit where I ask you to get your phone out and set a reminder for tonight. Sorry about this, but otherwise you will forget. 11 p.m, just put reminder, Fun and Filth, and then you'll know to watch the cabaret tonight on the BBC red button. Just press red on any BBC TV channel or go to the Radio 1 website. Don't put all of that as the reminder.
What
that's
time?
Too long.
Put the time in, that's
I
a
would,
good idea.
I would put the time, yeah, 11 p.m, but it's good to watch a bit before that, because you'll be able to see everything from 10 o'clock. So you see the first bit of Grimmy Show in the evening. And then from about 10:45, you see us getting changed and writing little last-minute additions to our script and just generally me pacing and looking quite nervous. So about 10:45 is a good time to watch. And then all the entertainment from 11 p.m, set a reminder and watch tonight at the Fun and Filth Cabaret, live from Edinburgh.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I am now by the steps that go up to our radio studio, up there to my left. And on the right, up here, I'm just walking over now, this is the big blue tent where we do the Fun and Filth Cabaret every evening. This is the ramp we walk up and all the acts walk up to go on stage. And about 10:45 tonight, obviously it'll be dark and there'll be lots of people kind of running around looking quite stressed and going, where are the notes? Where's the next act? Including me and Grimmy. It's quite calm at the moment. And over on this chaise lounge over here is Edinburgh Cabaret God, Mr. Des O'Connor. Hi, Des.
Afternoon.
You are not disappointing us with your acts this year, I've got to say.
Good, good. It was all a bit naughty. It was properly filthy last night, wasn't it?
Last night was the filthiest cabaret show so far. There's not that much we can talk about on the radio at this time of day. You're just going to have to check out the videos. But impressive. Chris, my friend, is going to see lots of free shows here at Edinburgh. And doing a review every day. He doesn't actually know what he's talking about, but you do, because, you know, you just know absolutely everybody. You're one of those people that, hi, Des, as you walk along the street.
I'd like to think that. So, yeah, I've been sort of scurrying around trying to see as many shows as I can. I've got four that I want to recommend for you that I think we've really got to see. We tried to get Davey Sanford from Brees onto the show this evening. We couldn't get him. He's so busy. They're having such an amazing fringe. Everyone wants a piece of Davey. We couldn't get a piece.
What do they do?
They do amazing, sexy, spectacular circus. They've come over from Australia. It's a really, really cool show. You've seen it, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Okay, well, I recommend everyone to go and see that. Ria Lina, who seems a very sweet, innocent, beautiful little half Filipino, half German girl, yet she's not. She's really, really wrong. All kinds of wrong. She's on at the Voodoo Rooms. Dusty Limits, who's one of the two greatest and most handsome cabaret compares in the world. He's doing a solo show, which is called Postmortem. People sometimes forget that compares sort of do their own work. It's a really amazing show. He's a great singer. He's a very funny man. He's a fine entertainer. Should definitely go and see that. And also we have got Myra Dubois doing Auntie Myra's Fun Show, which I think she describes best by saying it's quite hard to break into the world of children's entertainment with a name like Myra.
Excellent.
That sort of tells you what to expect.
Okay.
Well, that is a good few tips there. Four tips from the king of cabaret. I'm calling you the king, the god, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Thanks, Des. Thank you for your tips. This is BBC Radio 1. Last night, opening the show at the Fun and Filth Cabaret, was a group that Shlomo, the beatboxer, put together. There's seven of them, and they don't have any instruments. If you're watching, you will find this incredible. That was the vocal orchestra that opened up the show at the Fun and Filth Cabaret last night. They're doing that just with their mouths. I will give you the full lineup of day three tonight's show, which you can watch in just a moment after Phaser.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So tonight, an hour of cabaret for you, which will be fun and will be filth between 11 and 12. You can watch on Red Button on the Radio 1 website. Me and Grimmy hosting. We have Up and Over It, who do dancing with their hands. Sounds Weird is brilliant. Rhys Darby, a lot of people excited about this, from Flight of the Conchords, will be joining us. Also, Abandoned Man doing some improvised rapping, which has to be seen. This is going to be good as well. Slow-mo, the beatboxer, is going to be performing with Michael Winslow. You know the bloke from Police Academy that does all the noises? They're going to be performing together. That's going to be a highlight for me tonight, I think. And we also have another Radio 1 listener performing their talent from their house on a webcam. And our guest host is Paloma Faith, singing beautifully and doing some magic. What's not to like? 11 o'clock tonight on the Red Button and on the Radio 1 website.
BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.